Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about controlling kudzu. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with John Kushla, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forestry Specialist. So, John, kudzu is something that a lot of us have to deal with here in Mississippi. Tell me, what is kudzu?
Amy, kudzu is a non-native invasive plant, and by that I mean it grows aggressively, displacing native plants in the ecosystem. I call invasive plants bullies of the plant world, and they can harm crops and forests.
All right, so this is kind of a pesky plant. How is it harmful?
Kudzu is a deciduous vine that spreads and climbs extensively. It's capable of a very high rate of growth. It can actually grow 60 feet a year, covering everything in its path. Kudzu has an extremely high leaf area, shading out other plants, which is how they kill other plants. And it spreads primarily by vegetative growth from a rootstock. It produces a tuberous root and stores large amounts of starch there, and it has a very low natural seed viability, so it's mainly through the vegetative growth that it spreads.
Gosh, it sounds like it can spread really fast and take over. Now, where did our kudzu come from?
It's a native of Asia and was introduced into the United States over 100 years ago at the Philadelphia Centennial Exposition. It has a beautiful bloom and is very fragrant. And for a while, it was actually cultivated here as a forage for livestock because it is a legume and very nutritious with a high crude protein content. It was also planted extensively across the South for erosion control from the 1930s to the 50s through a government program, which is why it's so prevalent here.
And how can homeowners control kudzu if we want to?
Herbicide use is the most common method, but grazing can also be effective. You have to fence the livestock and move that livestock as the vine is eaten and move it back when the kudzu sprouts back. Whichever method you use, each rootstock must be killed, so control means complete eradication. Control recommendations using herbicides depend on the surrounding vegetation, its proximity to water, and the age of the patch. Surrounding vegetation and proximity to water determine which herbicide to choose. Patch age determines the rate of herbicide. If the patch is over 10 years old, that is, the root crown is over 2 inches in diameter, it requires higher rates of herbicide to use. And since kudzu has a very high leaf area, you want to apply it with lots of water, and you try to spray patches twice using a crosshatch pattern across the kudzu patch.
So what herbicides are effective?
As with all invasives, there are no herbicides that will kill kudzu with just one application, so retreatment is necessary usually for 2 to 3 years. Escort XP at 4 ounces per acre during the growing season. It produces very good results. It's good for open patches less than 10 years old, in pine stands that are older than 1 year, and in established hardwood stands. If it's an older patch, you should double that rate. When kudzu is near water, use a herbicide labeled for such application, like Vanquish, and you spray that later in the growing season, like August to October. 2 gallons per acre for young patches or 3 gallons per acre for older kudzu patches. And whenever using herbicides, always follow label instructions.
Okay, so that's a lot of really good information. Give me a summary of what we talked about today concerning kudzu.
Although it's all over the place, kudzu is an invasive non-native plant that grows profusely. We have so much kudzu because it was planted for erosion control many years ago. There are effective herbicides to use, but they must be applied repeatedly over a number of years. And if you have any questions, contact me at 662-566-8013 or your local extension office.
Today we've been speaking with John Kushla, Forestry Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.